start with the very common kasha. Mayim shmita etzel hatzedah. Ma'inyan Shmita Itzel Har Sinai. So, Chazal Darshan, Rashi brings and teaches it. It's the Teres Kainim. Valo Kola Mitzvahs Nemru B'Sinai. So, what are you singling this out? Elama Shmita Nemru Klolei Seho V'Dikdukeho. The Klolim and the Protim, all the Pirtei Protim of the Hilcha Shmita was said Misinai. Afkulam nemru klolei seyim v'digdukein misinai. All the other ones also klolei seyim v'digdukein munir nemru sinai. So Rashi explains what Rashi explains. But after all is said and done, one still has to understand why is it that the Torah chose specifically the mitzvah of Shemitah to be the dugma of kol protev v'digdukein misinai. What's unique here? What's the difference? So the Velt says from the Chassam Sefer, that there's something here that's muchach minei ubei that it's misina. Why? Because what the Torah promises by Shemitah, right, that on the sixth year, the field will produce enough that it'll last the sixth year, the seventh year, and into the eighth year. Okay. Now, if it's not misina and somebody made it up, what idiot is going to put his neck on the line and say that you're going to have what normally, a field that normally produces for 1 year is going to produce for three. Right? He's got to be crazy to do that. What are you sticking your neck on the line? And what happens when it doesn't happen? You know, goodbye. Elamai! Right, it's Messina. Okay, very yishmak, very true, very not pshat and chazal. Right? Because the lashon of the chazal, again, is mashmita nemru kloloseo v'diktukeo misinai. I've called that it's klolei seyav v'dikdukeho. The raya in here, there's a particular emphasis on klolei seyav v'dikdukeho. The klolim and the protim, all the protim of the Hilcha Shmita, that is what is something here that shows those an emphasis that all the klolim, every prat of Shmita is misinai. According to him, it has to do with one fact: the bracha of Shmita is that it's going to grow for 3 years. You have to know what it means. The Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra says like this. You might have mentioned this. Gibeire b'linyan shmita. Gibeire kayach oisei dvaroi. Pasuk talks about Gibeire kayach oisei dvaroi. Bamei akosuf medab. What's the pasuk talking about? So in Chazal, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, b'shemrei shviyis akosuf medab. It's talking about shemrei shviyis. Who are these? Chazal want to know who are the Gibeire Kayach that are being spoken of here? Shomrei Shviyis. And now the Medrash goes on to explain to us, right, how does this Gvura manifest itself? Where do you see the Gvura? Where do you see the Gibeire Kayach of the Shomrei Shviyis? Zok the Medrash Benoyeg Sheba Oilam. Odom Oise Mitzvah Liyoyim Echad. A person does a mitzvah for 1 day. L'Shabbos Echad Achas. For a week, l'chaydesh echad, for a month, shema l'shar yemois hashana. You know, I think he does a mitzvah for a whole mitzvah, maintains for a whole year. You know, end of our cousin. V'dein, and this guy, chame, he leaves chakle, he leaves his field, bira, bur, fallow. Karme, bira, leaves his kerem, fallow. V'yavu arnona, they have to pay to the government. They have to pay taxes. Well, we know what that is. They have to pay taxes to the goyim to there. Vishosik, and the guy's quiet the whole year. Yesh lecha gibor gadol mizeh. That's the gibor kayach. Now, if you look, and it's also in the Medrash Tanchuma, also is me'enze. If you look carefully at the Medrash, you see that the there are two nekudas that are emphasized here of the givura of the gibor kayach. Of the Shomrei Shviyis. The first thing is what it says about the time factor, right? B'noyeg sheba'olam adam oisei mitzvah liyoyim echad l'shabbos achas l'shavua achas l'shabbos l'chaydesh echad whole year ve'elu, and then it talks about these people. That means a person can attain a madrega, right? To be Shomrei Shviyis, it's a madrega, right? To be Shomer Shabbos is a madrega. A person Shomer Shabbos is once a week, right? So you can hold yourself. I don't mean just refraining from halacha to mentally be. To, as far as the avodah of Shabbos, you can bring yourself to that darga for a day. But you can't maintain to maintain that for 2 days is more difficult. To maintain it for a week is more. To maintain it for the whole year, the whole cycle. A year is a whole cycle. That's extremely difficult. You know, they say the pshat mi yalu bahar Hashem and mi yokum b'mkayin kotshe. There's two dargas. There's mi yalu, who can climb up there, mi yokum, and who can stand there. Right? Mi yalu is one thing. It's also a mile, but mi yokum b'mkayin kotshe to maintain that. That's the gvura. We're talking about physical power. It's not talking about physical gvura here. We're talking about real gvura. Right? The gvura to be able, the power, the kayach, to maintain that darga the whole time, that's one emphasis of the gvura over here for the whole year. Another nakuda of gvura that we see from this medrash is, what is it? He sees that his field is fallow, his kerem is fallow, he's paying for it, and it's still fallow, and he's quiet. There's another nekuda that Chazal are emphasizing over here. And that nekuda is as follows. You know, a person obviously puts in a tremendous amount of effort in his field. You know, someone who plants, a farmer, puts a lot of effort into it. It's a tremendous avoda. Right? And they become, historically seen, they become very attached to the land. It becomes very much a part of them, the people who work it, right? It's very much, if there's ever anything where there's a natural natia to say kaychi v'aitzim yadi, right, it's land. It's land, they're having working the land. Now what happens? What happens over here? This is my land, I'm paying arnona for the land, right? And what happens to the land? Look, let's go through it. Look, it's lying fallow, right? It's lying fallow. I'm getting nothing from it. We'll talk even more in detail, but that's what the Medrash is emphasizing. He's paying arnona, and his kerem is fallow. His field is fallow all year. He's standing and watching a whole year. It's killing him. It should be eating himself up inside. Look, this field that I'm so attached to, nothing's happening to it, and he, shayisik, unaffected. That's a tremendous gvur. That goes against, what's the gvura, who you're fighting against? It goes against everything that innately the guf would push you to do. The gvura to be mezgaber, the ruchni, is over that it's shmita, this is what I'm doing, and not a peep? That's an abnormal level of gvura. And that level of gvura is what you see be'etzim in every prat, and in every dikduk of shmita. Here's where prateh and dikduk are. Let's talk about it. Right. Okay, you're not allowed to plant on Shemitah. Okay, so you're not allowed to plant, but I still own the field, right? If I still own the field, something grows in the field by itself. So I didn't plant it. Hey, I didn't plant it, and it's my field. Cool, right? Man, it's awesome. Svichet. That's awesome. Okay, what do I have to do? Okay, it's awesome, but you know, even if I can't take something, right? What do you have to do with the stuff? You have to be mafkir the field, and everybody else could come into the field and just take whatever grew, right? Ask Kedusha Shvit, but they could take whatever grew, right? Now, I feel so attached to this. It's mine, and for 6 years, I'm ever so protective of the whole thing, and everything in the thing, like, you know, lamahadrim and lamahadrim with armed guards and everything to make sure everything is thing, and all of a sudden, now I have to take things that is so dear to me and so much a part of me, and say, Rabbi Isai, the whole world, help yourselves. Help yourselves. Okay, that's the guy. Go on. Next prat. Okay, he is allowed, but he's also allowed to take something, because something with Kedusha Shviz, right? Okay, so he takes it into the house. Okay, next, another prat of Hilchos Shviz. What are you going to do with it? I want to make juice out of it and throw it away. Can't do that. Why? That's Kedusha Shviz, right? You have something that's Kedusha Shviz. Okay, what do you do with a little bit of wine of Kedusha Shviz? Of wine from Anovim is made for there you could. The Anovim of Kedusha, a wine from Kedusha Shviz spills over the tablecloth. A little bit of wine spills from Kedusha. Pick it up. It's Kedusha Shviz. You can't throw it away. You have to take care of it, right? You have pears that are Kedusha Shviz. You ate them, but there's a little bit left on the thing. You can't, on the pit, you can't take it. Okay, put it someplace to rot. You have to have a Shemitah garbage can. Right, you have to have a Shemitah garbage can. The stuff that didn't rot, the stuff that I did manage to keep, the stuff that everything is fine, right? How long can you have it? Until until the Shas HaBir, when the Chayas Basoda can find it in the Soda, so then you can eat it. Once not, there's a Chayas Beer, you have to get rid of it. Even that you have to get rid of. Right? So in every single prat, every turn, and everything that you do in this Shemitah, it hits you again. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. It is not yours. It's the Rabbi Nishan Leilam. There's no bigger lesson in Emunah than Shemitah. Say, there's Roim Bechlal, the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph Darshan, is the Pasuk, V'hoya Emunah Setecha, Chayisin Yeshua's V'chulei. So it darshans it on the different Sidri Mishnah. Emunah Zuz Roim. So Zroim Bechlal is a limud of Emunah. Zroim Bechlal is a limud of Emunah, also for the same reason, like in the field, pay or whatever you're leaving, anything that you would think to be yours, not. But for the other ones, the Spitz Limud Ishmita, the only one that you find is called Gibayre Kayach, right? The Gibayre Kayach, that's Shemitah. That's the ultimate lesson in Emunah. How else to say my natural inclination of Chomrius of the Guf is it's mine, and you're getting hit again. It's not. It's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. Every prat and every dictuk of Shemitah is telling you it's not. It's the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. You should be misbattled to the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. Everything that you have is from the Rabbeinu Shlomo's. That's the limud of Shemitah. The Chido in Achal Kedumim brings B'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Sofei Tevas of Sheish. The Sofei Tevas of Sheish Shonim Tizra is Sheish, the last letter is Shin. Shonim is Mem. Tizra is Ayin, Shema. Right? Shema's Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shamayim. Right? The Sof Pasuk, the end of Shemitah, of the Sheish Shonim Tizra, of the Kiyuv of Shemitah, what's it meant to bring about for you? It's to bring you to an ultimate, the ultimate Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shamayim, that everything is from the Rabbi Nishalem. That's why the Sofei Tevas, the Sofei Tevas of Sheish Shonim Tizra is Shema. Now, so like we said, all of these pratim are melamed on that, right? Now, and what's the givura of that Chazal speak of? It goes against the very essence of what the person would think, right? His whole mitzvah says, this is mine, and this, you're breaking that whole thing. Now, if somebody were making up a religion, right? Some of them making up a religion, he wouldn't command people to do it, that every single prat, a whole detailed book of rules about a certain thing, each one of them goes against every natural inclination that this person has. Every prat of Shemitah is another nail in the coffin of the goof, right? In the coffin of Taivas and in the coffin of Kaychi Vaitzim Yodin. No pragmatic person making a religion is going to do that, because what idiot's going to follow it? Right? That's the law. That's Ma Inyan Shemitah Etzel Har Sinai. Ma Shemitah Nemru Klal Yisrael V'Dikdukeh Misinai. Shemitah particularly, it's Muchach you have in Shemitah, the Hechacha, that it came Dafka Misinai, because how else could it be? Every prat goes against what the person is. You're coming to people, to Basar V'Dam, and in somebody's, you know, they made a, some guy made a convention, right? Some charismatic guy made a, called a convention and made up this religion, and he decided he's going to give this to them, really, and that's, and people are going to, and people are going to buy into that. They're not going to buy into that. Al Korchach, it's the tzivui is because it's emes, because it came from the Rabbi Nishlom. That's the raya that it's, that it's misina. That's the lashon that Shemitah is, the singularity of Shemitah, of the idea of Klal Yisrael who brought us misina. So now from misina. Now, as we mentioned, this pasuk is learned up. The pasuk of Gibayre Kayach is learned up regarding Shemitah. That's what this medrash says. The same pasuk is also learned up about something else, which is also relevant soon. Chazal say, the same pasuk, that when Klal Yisrael said Natsav Nishma, Amru Malachi Asharis. What does it say? The Malachi Asharis said, Mi Gilo Lahem Rozeh. Who revealed to Klal Yisrael this secret, Shemalachi Asharis Mishtam Shemboi, that's what? Shenemar, Oisei Dvoroi, Lishmoya Bekel Dvoroi. You know which pasuk that is? That's the pasuk before Oisei Dvoroi is Gibayre Kayach. Gibayre Kayach, Oisei Dvoroi, Lishmoya Bekel Dvoroi. So it says Oisei Dvoroi before Lishmoya Bekel Dvoroi, if it's Nasa before Nishma, which directly is Ba'atzim referring also to Malachim. So Mi Gila, when Klal Yisrael said, implicit in Klal Yisrael saying Nasa V'Nishma is a Gvura right, is a gvura of being machdim nasal nishma. So that means, aside from the gvura of shmita, there's a gvura of being machdim nasal nishma here. What's the gvura of nasal nishma? You understand that Kabbalah Satira, it's the Kabbalah Satira requires the same gvura. Kabbalah Satira is the same gvura. What's Kabbalah Satira? What's nasa v'nishma? Nishma v'nasa would mean there's a mensch, right? The person rules. It has to go through the filter of my seichel, right? Nishma, I'll hear it, and then I'll process it, and I will do it then, right? What does nasa v'nishma mean? I'm botel. I have to do whatever I'm told, right? I also have to understand it to be able to grow, to be dovuk. So then there's a nishma. The nishma is a different nishma after the nasa. So nasa v'nishma is also, what's in nasa v'nishma, the shayrish of nasa v'nishma, is his batlas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. His total is batlas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. To take the goof, in other words, what does nasa v'nishma mean? I'm kabal to Torah, I am batl to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to the Torah, whatever it says, that's what I do. There's no me, right? There's no I. Whatever it says, I do. The natural inclination is there's an I here, right? There's a me, a person's a physical being. That he's batless, to be mevatel that is the same gvura, paramount to the gvura of Shemitah. Of Shemitah. That's the gvura of Kal Yisrael in Kabbalah Satir. And it also has the other similarity. A, it goes against everything. And the other similarity was the Nasav, the Kabbalah of Nasav and Ishma is not a one-time shot that I'm going to do it today. Right? I'm going to do it today and it's over. It's a Kabbalah forever. Right? It's a forever, the Nasav and Ishma. The Nasav and Ishma is total. Right. So you have both nekudas of gvura that are darshan legabi shmita. You have them legabi kabbalah satira as well, which is a tremendous limud. This is the avoda. If the Torah in shmita is teaching you that mad, this is klal oser, but everything is minashamayim, and just like in shmita, you're mevatel the guf, and everything is what the Rabbeinu Shalom is mitzavah you. Certainly in kabbalah satira, which it's also darshan for, it's also that you're mevatel yourself to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and then the nishma. The nishma is a different. If the nishma is a different nishma, if the nishma there's an I and I'm filtering it through, well, I don't agree with this. Or I don't this, right? But if it's Nasa v'nishma, what does that mean? Whatever the Rabbeinu Shalom says, that's the emes, that I have to do. There's no me, there's no I who has to think about it. Afterwards, I want to try and understand the Darkei Hashem nishma, right? So then the premise of that nishma following the Nasa is that it's be'etzim, the Rabbeinu Shalom's thing, I am nothing, and I have to try and ascertain the Das Elyon and be able to be mischaber to that. And that's our avodah. And the mahalach of that is with this gvura. Every person has to find and has and does have within themselves that gvura to be the gibor ekeach, to suppress and to be mevatel those inclinations that would lead you to say, I this and I that and my comforts and my this and I, it's my field, or I have to understand and I have to do, I can't do without understanding, to be nisbatel and to be mekabel Torah in such an oifen. And then you become an adarg of Malachi Asharis and a higher darg of Malachi Asharis. Because the Malachi Asharis are only a bechina of Aymed. They don't have a Nisayin. Right? Klal Yisrael is a Heilich. Klal Yisrael has two possibilities. The goof pulls him in a different direction. The Yid, who is Gever on that and pulls himself away from the Taivus HaGuf and pulls himself to grow, he's even on a higher madrig of Malachi Asharis.